Welcome to Coach Bennett's Podcast, where every run has a purpose, where kindness is hardcore, where this is about running, and this is not about running, where every starting line is a finish line in disguise, where rambling still gets you where you need to be, where pineapple will never ruin your pizza, and the sodas, adult and not adult kind, are always cold, and where there is room on the starting line for everybody. I'm Coach Bennett. Thank you for letting me be a part of your day. Let's get started. Welcome to episode 50. That's right. This is episode 50 of Coach Bennett's podcast called 50 Excuses to Run. Oh yeah, that's right. I'm going to give you 50 excuses to go for a run. Now, not all of them are going to relate to you, but maybe most of them do, or some of them do, or I'll tell you what, maybe one of them does, and that's an excuse to go for a run. Because I will also tell you this, I get inundated with people giving me excuses for not running, or at least telling me they are themselves inundated with excuses to not run. So I figured, you know what, if that's what we're hearing all the time, if we're being given excuses all the time to not run, how cool would it be to combat that with excuses to run? Now, there are some waivers here. Obviously, this is not for someone in a situation where they should not be running. If they're sick, if they're hurt, if they're burnt out physically, emotionally, spiritually when it comes to running and they need some time away or a day off, okay. These are excuses to run when you're looking for excuses to run. And that's it. So enjoy the show. Write some of these down. You know what I mean? Keep them around you, in your back pocket, maybe by the front door, on the refrigerator, next to your bed when you get up in the morning and you're thinking, you know, I should run, but I'm tired because I just got out of bed, or it's cold, or whatever, and you've got, you know, all these excuses coming at you. I've got a lot to do today. You're thinking, you know, but I really do believe a run's going to help. A run's going to help me do all of the things that I need to do today. It's going to help me accomplish all the things I want to accomplish today. It's going to help me have a better day. And if that's the case, and you're just surrounded by excuses to not run, well, guess what? Now you got 50 excuses to go for a run.
And the way we're going to do this is episode 50 is going to be excuses 1 through 25. And then episode 51 is going to be excuses 26 to 50. So we're breaking this into two different episodes so you get all 50 excuses in the perfect way.
So let's get started, shall we? We shall. Excuse number 1. Well, you care about yourself. There's a good excuse. I care about myself. I'm going for a run. And I'll tell you why. Because a run is good for you. A run, I should say, can be good for you if you run the right way for the right reasons. So again, just having that as the foundation for the purpose, the drive, the motivation to go run, you know, that this is going to help me because I'm going to do the run the right way for the right purposes. Well, here's an excuse. I care about myself. I'm going for a run. That's a great excuse. So if you're someone who cares about yourself, there's an excuse to go for a run. Now, let's hear another one because we got to go through 50. So I can't wax poetically about all of them. I'm sure I'm going to, you know, ramble on about a few. But the point is, I know you've got stuff to do, like maybe go for a run. Maybe you're listening to this before a run. Or maybe you're listening to it on the run, and actually that would probably be the smartest thing to do. Or you're in traffic, you're in your car, I'm rambling. Okay, number 2, you care about the people around you. That's a great excuse to go for a run. You know, I'm thinking, should I go for a run? I need some motivation, I need some excuses to go for a run. You know what, I care about myself, I care about the people around me. Because if you're running the right way for the right reasons, you're going to end the run better. You're going to end the run as someone who is better prepared, better able to help other people. Because you just helped yourself when you go for a run. And if you can help yourself, you're better able to help other people. So there's your second excuse to go for a run. You care about the people around you. Excuse number three to go for a run. We're actually rolling through this pretty quickly. You need a win. It's just that simple. You need a win. Because every run is a win. You need a win. And sometimes we can find ourselves in the midst of a losing streak, and it doesn't matter if the losing streak is one loss or 10 losses in a row. And sometimes I get it. Sometimes we think we're on a losing streak and we're counting things that maybe shouldn't be counted as a loss, But the point is, if we're perceiving this as a losing streak, okay, fine. How do we change our perception? Well, the easiest way to change your perception is just blow it out of the water by ending the losing streak. And how do you end a losing streak? You get a victory. And if you go for a run, that's a win. That's a victory. Losing streak over. I don't care how long your losing streak has been. It takes one win to break it. So you go for a run, you get a win. So excuse number three, you need a win. All right. Let's get to the fourth excuse here, all right? You want to listen to me. I think that's a great excuse to go for a run. I mean, you've got the guided runs in the NRC app. You've got now 50 podcasts of Coach Bennett's podcast. And now you've got 50 episodes of Coach Bennett's podcast. Don't forget that I think there's like two, maybe three bonus episodes. So technically, this is like 52 or 53. But we're counting it as 50. But that's a lot of ways you can listen to me. You know what I mean? I haven't cut any singles. I'm not a musician, at least yet. So if you think that maybe I should be cutting some songs for you to listen to, it's probably a bad idea. But you can send me that message. I'll accept the message. Doesn't mean I'm going to do anything with it. But I think that's a great excuse. You want to go listen to me? All right. What better way to listen to me than on a run, right? All right. Number five, your fifth excuse to go for a run. You're in terrible shape, or you're just out of shape. That's a great excuse to go for a run. You don't have to be in shape to go for a run. You don't have to be, you know, in super fitness, the best fitness of your life to go for a run. No, nay, you can be in terrible shape and go for a run, because the run doesn't need to be 5K, 30 minutes, 2 miles. It can be 2 minutes. There's a 1 minute run in the app, and you know what? It counts. There's a 5 minute run and a 1K run. You can go to the end of your block and come around. You can do a lap around your block. You can just run across a field. It doesn't matter. You don't need to be in great shape to go for a run. Actually, let me phrase it this way. You're always good enough to go for a run, okay? So don't think you have to do some type of, you know, months-long training camp just to go for a run. If you're physically capable of going for a run, then you can go for a run, all right? What a great excuse. I'm not in great shape. There's an excuse to go for a run. Number six, you're in great shape. What a great excuse to go for a run, right? So if you are in great shape, hey, take advantage of it and go for a run. Again, it doesn't need to be 5K, 30 minutes, 2 miles. It can be a minute, it can be 5 minutes, but it can also be longer. You're in great shape. Take advantage of it. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what a luxury to be physically fit. And if you're looking for an excuse to take advantage of that fitness, well, go for a run. So there you go. That's number six. You're fit. You're in shape. Number seven, this is an excuse that gets used quite a bit where I am right now in the Pacific Northwest, although it is blue skies and sunny today, but it doesn't mean it's going to last. Number seven, excuse, it's raining outside. Go for a run. Now, this is, again, I don't think I should have to have all of these waivers for all of these excuses. I mean, I'm going to assume everyone is intelligent enough to understand that when I say it's raining, there's your excuse to go for a run. I'm not saying, hey, it's thundering and lightning out, go for a run. Because that's not what I said. I said it's raining. And here's the thing. We don't spend time in the rain doing something fun, enjoyable, wacky. You know what I mean? It's usually, if you're out there in the rain, you don't want to be out there. You didn't put yourself out there on purpose to kind of specifically or pointedly be in the rain. You know, it's either like you're waiting at a bus stop or you're trying to get from point A to point B as quickly as you can, and you're ticked off that you don't have an umbrella, or you're at an event and it's raining and you're miserable and you're like, oh, we should have brought some kind of gear to deal with this. This is terrible. It's different when you go on a run. You're like, you know what? It's raining out. I'm going to go out and I'm going to run in the rain and I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to go out there, and there won't be many people out there, but the people that are out there, we're going to, like, you know, let each other know, hey, rock star, you're out here getting wet. You know what I mean? Getting wet. And there's something to celebrate about that. You went out in the rain. And sometimes, I got to tell you, it's pretty enjoyable to be running in the rain. I'm not saying it's always awesome, but geez, sometimes if you can just get through those first couple of minutes where you're like, this is just beyond terrible. Why did I listen to Coach Bennett? You know, suddenly it's just really nice. And you've got the noise of the rain kind of just hitting your hood if you're wearing like a hooded jacket, and it's like hitting your face and you're soaked. And it's just, I don't know, there's something, I don't know, purifying about it. I mean, I was going to say cleansing because that just seems the obvious one because it's raining and the water's kind of washing off kind of any of the negativity that you've kind of brought on throughout the day or it's been heaped upon you. Anyway, it's a good excuse because a lot of times people will use the fact that it's raining as an excuse to not run. I like flipping those scripts and just saying, hey, it's raining out. Rock and roll. Let's go for a run. Let's not wait until the rain stops. Let's take advantage of the fact that it's raining and run in the rain. So there you go. Your seventh excuse. It's raining out. Go for a run. Number eight, you want your soda to taste better. Now, this is a personal experience, but I'm a big fan of if it's in an aluminum can, it's got to be a Coke. And if it's in a plastic bottle, it's got to be a Pepsi. But after a run, I'm pretty much straight up a can of Coke. Coke Classic, none of this weird other stuff. Just give me a Coca-Cola Classic. Now, post-run, if that Coke is cold and there's like the condensation on the end, like I'm sweating and the can sweating because it's so cold, and then psh, you open it up and oh my gosh, it never tastes better than after a run. It's just so glorious. So if you like soda, I'll tell you what, you think a soda at like dinner is nice? Nah. You have a soda after a run? Oh, baby. It is remarkable. So there's an excuse. Maybe you've got like a soda in your fridge or something, and you're like, ooh, I think I'm going to have that. And it's like, wait, you know what? I want it to be as extraordinary as it can be. I'm going to go for a run first. And it's just going to taste oh so good. Oh so good. All right, number nine, you're already going for a walk or a hike. Like you're heading out, you're going for a walk or a hike. It's a great excuse to actually just throw a little running in there. Like, why not? Why wouldn't you? Like if you're trying to find excuses to go for a run, go for a walk, go for a hike. And while you're out there for a walk or a hike, throw in some running, sprinkle in some running. Maybe it just turns into a run. This is the thing. A lot of times, it can almost seem too much to start a run. And one of the things that we can do to kind of grease the wheels a little bit, you know, to kind of get a little bit of that starting line crossed on a run a little bit easier to do, is to not start the run as a run. Start the run as like a hike or a walk and then run. And who knows, maybe it just turns into, you know, a 10-minute walk and a 20-minute run, or maybe it's a 20-minute hike and it's a 5-minute run. I don't know, but don't always think you need to start a run by running. You can start it by walking. You can start it by hiking. And then it's amazing what can happen. You get 10 minutes from home and you're like, I want to actually start running, or I'm just going to run home because I want to get home earlier or sooner or quicker or whatever. Or I'm just going to run a lap around the track that I've seemingly walked to, or I'm in the woods and I'm going to just run up that hill or down that hill or run around this trail real quick. And then I'll just continue and do the hike. So don't be afraid to start a run by walking. All right. All right. We're already at number 10, which if my math is correct, is 20% of the way there. So number 10, you're exhausted for the wrong reasons. I used to work in finance and I used to get home totally exhausted, not because I was overworked or even worked that hard, to be honest. I just didn't like what I was doing. And that's exhausting. And there are an infinite variety of ways to exhaust someone in ways that are not positive. Finishing a run that you did the right way, or a speed workout, like a tempo run, a fartlek, intervals, whatever, and you're exhausted. There's satisfaction and there's joy in that fatigue. It's different when it's happening for negative reasons. Sometimes something like a run, a positive stressor, can really aid you in recovery. It seems kind of like counterintuitive, like, wait, you're putting in an effort, you're stressing yourself, and that's going to aid in recovery. Yeah, not all recovery is physical. You know, sometimes you have to recover emotionally, spiritually, mindfully, and running a lot of times, a recovery run, an easy run, or a hard run sometimes can help recover you in those ways. So if you find yourself exhausted in some way for the wrong reasons, maybe a run is a way for you to start recovering from that negative exhaustion. Okay? Sound good? I hope so, because we're moving on. Number 11, you're at the beach. Yeah, you're at the beach. That's a great excuse to go for a run. Now, there's different types of ways to run at the beach, okay? If you're lucky enough to have a beach that has a boardwalk, you could run on the boardwalk. Now, most boardwalks are like straight lines, obviously, because they're along the shoreline. So just be prepared that it just seems endless. So make sure you're like looking around and paying attention and watching the volleyball game that you go by, or looking at the surfers, you know, checking the people out that are walking on the boardwalk, and the umbrellas and the beach balls that are bouncing around. Like, there's always fun stuff to be paying attention to kind of take your mind off just this kind of straight line that you're running on. There's also the sand, and there's two types of sand. There's kind of the soft sand, and then there's the hard packed sand. Soft sand, you got to be careful. That's tough. That is tough to run in, which can be fun though. You can kind of run on it until you just get it totally wiped out and just embrace the fact that this is just miserable. I'm going so slow. It's so hard to push off, and I'm just wearing myself out so quickly. This is nuts. It's like you're suddenly completely, totally out of shape when you run on soft sand. And as long as you embrace it and you make it fun, it can be a blast. There's also the hard sand, which is usually closer to the shore. That's a great place to run a lot of times. Just be careful of the slope, okay? So you want to change directions a decent amount. But it's also just fun. And if you grew up and you watched Baywatch, like, it's impossible not to kind of imagine yourself in slow motion running. At least for me, you know? Like, I'm just in slow motion with a red bathing suit on, carrying one of those, you know, buoy things to go help somebody. Even though I'm definitely not wearing any of those things, and nor am I carrying a buoy, but sometimes it's a benefit to visualize these things. So yeah, if you're at the beach, what a great excuse. And a lot of times people don't realize it. And a lot of times when people are at the beach, they're enjoying themselves, and suddenly it's the end of the day, and because they've spent most of the day outside in the sun, they're like, ooh, I'm a little bit too tired to go for a run. So I would say, if you are going to go for a run by the beach, if it's at the end of the day, make sure you take it easy. Because being out in the sun, even if you are doing all of the right things, it is draining. So just be careful with that. And if you do it early, make sure you are then really, really, really hydrating yourself throughout the day, because you're going to be in the sun. Okay. And a little other tip here, the best way to be hydrated on a run is to be hydrated before the run. Okay, so we got to move on. Jeez, I got stuck at the beach there for a little bit. Number 12, the Olympics. There's an excuse to go for a run. The Olympics are coming this summer, but the Olympics are always around. And I think you should pretend that you're in the Olympics on some of your runs. We used to do something when I was in high school and when I was running in college. And then when I was coaching high school, I would make the kids do this, where sometimes in the middle of a run or at the end of a run, I'd have them end their recovery runs on the track. One, because we'd be able to figure out what pace they were running, because this is before everyone was wearing GPS watches. Yes, there was a time when people were not wearing GPS watches everywhere for every single run. You just kind of guessed what pace you were running. That's what you did. You guessed the mileage and you guessed the pace. And guess what? It all worked out. So when people panic and freak out about the GPS on their like recovery days, like calm down. Who cares? It's not that big of a deal. Like just manually type it in. I mean, if you know you're in for 40 minutes and your recovery runs are normally like, I'm making it up, you know, 4.5 miles when you run 40 minutes and this felt like a normal run, well, then just manually put in 4.5 miles. It's not that big of a deal. Like we get upset about things that really aren't that big of a deal. And it wasn't that long ago when all runners, inclusive of the elite runners, just guessed what their pace was and just guessed what their distance was. But anyway, let me get back to the Olympics. What we would do is we would get on the track and we would all pretend we were athletes from different countries. So when I was in high school and in college, the totally dominant countries at the time were mostly like, for distance running, Ethiopia, Kenya, Algeria, and Morocco. These were really the super dominant countries. So we would have a lot of the athletes on the team pretending they were runners from these different countries. And if we were ending with, let's say, 3 laps on the track, it would always be 3 laps to go in the 5K. And, you know, I wouldn't want anyone sprinting, but I wanted some race commentary. So usually somebody would pretend that they were the commentator and they would be giving each other names and nationalities and saying, you know, someone's making a move on the outside. And keep in mind, you're making moves on like a recovery run. But it was kind of fun. And then the last 100, everyone always ran too fast anyway. But that was kind of fun. So the point is, take advantage of this summer because there's going to be lots of stories, lots of competitions leading up to and about the Olympics and the Olympians. And then we're going to have these, you know, glorious week and a half of Olympic track and field. That's your excuse to go for a run. Watch one of the races, watch a whole bunch of races, and then go out and just pretend you're in the Olympics. Be your own commentator and then just have some fun. So the Olympics to me are always a great excuse to go for a run. All right, we're already up to number 13. You want to explore. That's right. Put on your explorer cap and explore. Running is such a great opportunity to explore, and it can be a place you already know. Like your neighborhood. I tell you this, like walking your neighborhood, living in your neighborhood, running in your neighborhood are three very distinct experiences. And if you haven't run around your neighborhood or maybe a nearby neighborhood or a nearby park or a nearby city or town or beach, like go run it. It's a very different experience. Seeing a hill from afar or only driving a hill is one thing. Running that hill near your neighborhood is very different. If you've only walked the hill, running it is very different. In fact, I'll also tell you this. If you've only run some of these places, walking these places is a very different vibe and a very different experience as well. So explore. Use running as an opportunity to explore. Use exploration as an excuse to go for a run. You know, I know that they're building some new stuff down the road. I think I'm going to go run down there and see what's going on. Or I haven't been to the main strip. You know, we've got this cute little downtown about a mile away from my place. And sometimes I'm like, you know what? I usually run the opposite direction. I'm like, I haven't been up there in a while. I'm going to go see if all the stores are still there. You know, I'll stop sometimes and see if there's like some menus in the window and see like what they're serving now. Just to explore the little downtown. I'm never upset that I do that. So the excuse to run, explore, all right? Number 14, here's a great excuse to go for a run. Someone you know needs to run. That's right. Your excuse to run is because someone you know needs to go for a run. You can be the invitation. You can be their excuse to run. Little do they know, you have made them your excuse to go for a run. How cool is that? Two excuses. You become their excuse and they are your excuse to do something positive, to do something good. You want to go for a run because you know it makes you feel better. It's a positive aspect in your life. You just need an excuse to do it. And you know this person needs a run. They need to cross the starting line. They need a win. So you become their excuse. So your 14th excuse to run, someone you know needs to run. 15, you're stressed out. Whew. I mean, I got to tell you, one of the great things about this latest running boom, and yes, we've been going on, I think, probably year three of this running boom, is that this one is different and distinct from some of the previous running booms. Some of the previous running booms were started out of performance. A lot of people doing lots of races, a lot of people trying or being inspired by, I should say, performances that they saw. Like you could go back to the early 70s in the United States and the combination of jogging, the book that came out from Bill Bowerman and Frank Shorter, winning the 72 marathon. There was a huge bump up in people actually running and not doing it from a team aspect. It was recreational, but by recreational, it was really performance driven. And this latest one of the last couple of years, a lot of people are doing it for mental health, for physical fitness, but it's not just driven by performance, meaning how fast can I do this? How far can I run? It's how can I end the day in a better place than I am right now? And a run can help me do that. That's much more powerful fuel. That's fuel really for an excuse to run that you can take with you for the rest of your life, because you're not always going to be setting personal best for your entire life. But you can, in a positive way, deal with something like stress for the rest of your life. And running is a great way of doing that. So if you're stressed out, running the right way for the right reasons, that's a great excuse to go for a run when you're stressed. All right, 16, sweet 16. It's snowing outside. I'm not going to do the waiver. It's obviously safe. It's snowing. I'll tell you what, some of the most straight up, knock down, drag out, beautiful runs I've ever been on were runs in the snow or runs where it had snowed. There's such a peace to the environment when there's a layer of snow on the ground, and there's just something magical to the environment around you when it's covered in snow or you're in the mist of snow. Oh, it's just so flipping beautiful. And a lot of times people look and they go, oh, it's snowing, I'm not going to go for a run. But as long as your footing is okay and it's not messing up your form, okay, then this can be one of your favorite runs you've ever done. And a lot of my favorite runs I've ever done, the first ones that just come into my mind are usually ones that I did in the snow, whether it was in New Jersey or New York, North Carolina. I'm really thankful for the fact that I was able to head out the door in a safe environment and get those runs in. So 16, it's snowing outside. All right, number 17, you don't have much free time. Yes, you heard me right. That's your excuse to go for a run. You don't have that much free time because a run does not need much free time. It doesn't need a big chunk in your schedule. A longer run needs a big chunk in your schedule, but this is an excuse to go for a run. I didn't say an excuse to go for a long run. I didn't say an excuse to go for a 50-minute run, and I didn't say an excuse to go for a 10K. I just said an excuse to go for a run. You don't have much free time. Well, a run is perfect. You can squeeze in a run in just a couple of minutes. That's all you need. That's it. So you don't need a lot of free time. So if you're thinking, geez, my schedule is booked today, I hardly have any free time, in fact, I've only got this window of like 20 minutes here. Okay, perfect. Takes 5 minutes to change, go run for 5 or 7 minutes, and then guess what? You got 7 minutes to get ready for the rest of your day. Perfect. That's all you need. You squeezed in a little bit of a run. And believe me, you'll feel good about it. You will. As long as you're not some like egotistical jerk, some arrogant, you know, blowhard. A couple of minutes is legit, especially when the couple of minutes are the only minutes you were able to do. I never understand people who get mad at themselves for only running 5 minutes when they only had 5 minutes. It's like, dude, you did 100% of what you could do. Celebrate that. Stop robbing yourself of these good moments by just being a jerk to yourself. So if you don't have much free time, that's an excuse to go for a run. I love it. Okay. Number 18, you have a lot of free time. Oh yeah, we went there. Uh-huh. That's also an excuse to go for a run. You got lots of free time. Terrific. Take your time getting ready. Take your time easing into the run. You know, if it's a speed run, make sure you do all the little things. You're stretching, you're doing your drills, you're doing your strides, you're not rushing anything. Afterwards, make sure you're walking around for a little bit, because that post-run walk is pure bliss. Make sure that you like soak up the run when you're done. Hang out for a little bit. I'll tell you what else feels good after a hard run or any kind of run, honestly, other than that walk, is just sitting down or lying down. Oof, this feels so good. So if you've got lots of free time, as far as I'm concerned, that's an excuse to go for a run. Absolutely. Okay, number 19, you want to meet people. Running is a great way to meet people. There are run crews, run clubs, there are races, there are all sorts of things you can do to meet people, to meet like-minded people, people who say, you know what, I'm also passionate about running, or I'm also thinking about getting into running. Because I'll tell you what, runners love new runners. Oh yeah, absolutely. They want to brainwash you and get you in, drinking the Kool-Aid and loving this sport. They are welcoming. There is room on the starting line for everyone. So if you're new to an area, a city, a town, or you've been a long time resident of these places, but maybe you're new to running or coming back to running, this is a great way to meet people, okay? And again, it's an awesome community. It's an awesome community, and we all need more community in our life. So number 19 excuse to go for a run, you want to meet people. Find out where people are meeting. Find out where crews are getting together. Find out where clubs are having practices, and go meet some people. They're going to be happy to meet you. We're better in this sport for having you a part of it and not apart from it. Okay, number 20, you need some alone time. Yeah, you need some alone time. Sometimes you just got to be alone. I am there with you. I get it. We used to call it taking a personal. So when we were in college, most of the time we would go for group runs. And every once in a while, we'd be getting ready to start, let's say, our 50, 60-minute run. And someone would say, I'm going this way. And we're like, oh, do you want to go this way? And he'd be like, no, I'm going this way. I'm taking a personal. And we're like, oh, okay. And we just knew, for whatever reason, they just wanted to be alone. And maybe this was going to be your only opportunity all day to be alone. You know, you're sharing a dorm room with somebody. You're in class with people all day long. You're eating lunch with people. You've got practice with people. You got to go to the library if you're a really good student, you know, which you should be going to the library, or a coffee shop to study. You should study. You know, if I could go back to college, I would have studied so much more. Such great subjects. I'm rambling. The point is, maybe this is the only opportunity for that person to be alone. And a run is a great opportunity to just be alone with yourself and your thoughts, right? Or just with yourself. You can just be quiet. Sometimes that's nice. So if you need some alone time, there's an excuse to go for a run. All right, 21, you want a goal. You want a goal. What an excuse to go for a run. Because this run could be the beginning of a larger goal, or the run itself could be the goal. I just want to go for a run. And within that run, there are many different goals. I want to go for a run, and I also want to run that big scary hill in the neighborhood. Okay, so now you've got the run goal, and you've got the big scary hill goal. Or I want to go for a run and I want to just run super easy because I just want to relax. I don't want to worry about pace. So, okay, so now you've got suddenly like another more complicated goal, and I like it. Like, you're going to go out there and you're going to keep checking in with yourself and making sure you're keeping the effort in control and easy. Okay, let's see if you can hit that goal. So there's lots of different things you can do just by going for a run, if you want to set a goal or goals, big goals, little goals, long-term goals, short-term goals, all of these things can happen within a run. So if you're thinking, you know what, I want to set a goal and I want to go after it, there's something fun about that. It doesn't always have to be like this 6-month, 16-week marathon type goal. It can just be something as simple as, I'm going to go for a short little run, and within that run, I may have a few goals, or the run itself, just finishing this run may be the goal. So number 21, excuse to go for a run, you want a goal. Number 22, you want to compete. That's right, you want to compete. Maybe that means you want to sign up for a race. And it's Friday night, and you're like, you know what? There's a little, you know, 3K in the neighborhood tomorrow. I'm going to do that. Or maybe there's an open track night on a Tuesday night, and you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to dabble in that. The Armory, the New York City Armory, in New York City. Obviously, it's the New York City Armory. Up at 168th Street, they have open track nights during the winter where the community can race. And they've got different events, and I love it. And I tell people all the time, especially post New York City Marathon, when they're like, what should I do next? And I'm like, you should go do some indoor track. And they're like, what are you talking about? I thought the what you do is you just do half marathons and marathons. And it's like, no, you're a runner. You can do any kind of running. And indoor track is like punk rock track and field. So go in there and compete. Compete with yourself. Compete with the other people in the race. Like, just have some fun. You know, so maybe if you want to be competitive, well, be competitive with yourself or be competitive with other people. It's great. It's good for you. As long as it's done in a positive way, which is why I'm saying compete with and not compete against. And I'm going to give a little tip of the cap to the great Jeff Johnson for coming up with that. He gave a great talk to a group of high school athletes before the cross country national championships, maybe 20 years ago. Wow. And that was one of the things he told them, was to go out there and compete with each other, not against each other, because we can make each other better if we're competing with each other, which it's fantastic, and I've stolen that line so many times. So, yeah, you want to compete. Well, running is a great excuse to go compete, and you don't need a race to compete. You can just go compete with yourself out at the track, on the roads, on the trails. It doesn't matter. On the treadmill, you can be competitive. Have some fun. Let those competitive juices flow. Number 23, which reminds me of Michael Jordan and Don Mattingly. Okay, there's a new album that you'd like to listen to. Yeah, there's a new album you'd like to listen to. Now, when I was growing up, it was much easier, actually, when we had tapes instead of CDs. Because if you had a tape, you would just put that into your Walkman. And yeah, it was clumsy to run with a Walkman. But it didn't skip. So you could run and you'd be holding it, or you could clip it on. They usually had a clip on the back of the Walkman that you could clip onto like your waistband. But I never had like the really fancy Sony Walkman. I would always get like a Walkman for my birthday, and it was always so cheap. It worked, but it was cheap. And really the cheapest part were the headphones. Again, I'm rambling. It doesn't matter. The point here is the clip that would go onto your waistband inevitably snapped off. Like if you ran for more than like 20 minutes, it would snap off. So you ended up holding it. The real problem came when we got CDs, because the CDs, when you ran with them, and yes, for those younger listeners, and I know there's a lot of you, we used to run with like these circular like CD men type things. That's what CD man is what it was called. Portable CD players. And yeah, now thinking back, we must have looked so silly just holding our little CD players, and they skipped all the time because you're running, you're bouncing. Running is jumping. So it was so annoying, and that was a disaster. But now, if you want to listen to a whole album, you can, and it's not going to skip. You've got the luxury of listening to thousands and thousands of songs at your, you know, fingertips. But if you have an album, and I don't think enough people listen to albums anymore, they'll listen to songs, like, you know, they'll kind of surgically pick which songs they want to listen to. But a run is an awesome way to listen to an album. Song 1 to song 12, 13, or 14, the whole way through, the way the artist laid it out, it's an awesome exercise. And if you haven't done it in a while, and you're, you know, closer to my age, it's really cool to go back and listen to some of your favorite albums, because you remember how that second song rolled into song 3, and maybe song 4 was a little weaker, but then suddenly 5, 6, 7 was great, and you know there was that ninth song that kind of surprised everyone that it was that deep in the album, but it was so good. Anyway, that's number 23. There's a new album that you'd like to listen to. What a great excuse to go for a run. Number 24, you want to get out in nature. You just want to be in nature. What a great excuse. You want to be in nature. Let's go. And I'll tell you what, it is worth it. There are enough studies out that say how important it is, how beneficial it is, how essential really it is for us to spend more time outside in nature, around trees, around animals, on trails, outside in nature. It is so good for us in so many different ways. Just like I say a run is good for you emotionally and mindfully and physically and spiritually, it's the same thing being out there in nature. So if you can be running out in nature, if you have access to parks, forests, go run amongst the nature. because it's like you're getting a double benefit, as far as I'm concerned. You won't get double mileage, you don't get double minutes, but it really is beneficial, I think, like almost at a cellular level. That's what I think. And that's because I took biology when I was 14, so I can say things like that. And if it's not right, well, I'm basing it off what I learned when I was 14. So moving on, number 25, you want to get sweaty. That's right, you want to get sweaty. So if you want to get your sweat on, and sometimes you do, you know, you want to get that glisten, and you feel like it's a great way to purify you sometimes, you know what I mean? Like you've done the work and the sweat starts to bead up. Like it just, you're gross, but in the best way. Yeah, like then a run, great excuse. I get that feeling sometimes. I'm like, you know what? I really need to just start sweating. I feel like I've been sitting at this computer for too long. Like I need to just go sweat. And I'll tell you what, a run is a great way to do that. Get your sweat on. I'm being serious. You know I'm being serious. I'm being serious about that sweat. So if you feel like you need to sweat, and I don't know why I'm suddenly saying sweat instead of sweat. That's totally bizarre. Yeah, there's your run. Well, yeah, there's your excuse. Go for a run. All right, well, there's 25. That's the first half of this two-part special 50th episode, which really is 50 and 51. But there's your first 25. So get ready, because we're going to come back with episode B, episode 2, episode 51. I guess it would be 51, you know? And then I'll just write 25 more excuses to go for a run. So we'll have, I guess the way this is playing out now is there'll be episode 50, the first 20 or 50. I mean, I don't know how we should even do this, because I don't think we need like an 80-minute episode, you know? I think it'll be two episodes back to back. But anyway, the point is, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to figure it out. But that was the first 25. No, I got to figure this out now. So what we're going to... Okay, so that was the first 25. So this is a two-parter. How exciting is that? So episode 50 is technically the first 25 of 50 excuses to go for a run. Episode 51 is the second 25 of 50 excuses to go for a run. So maybe it'll be episode 50, 50 excuses to go for a run. Excuses number 1 through 25. And then episode 51, 50 excuses to go for a run, excuses 26 through 50. That's what we're going to do. There you go. See, you were there or you were here listening to me as I figured this quandary out. And does it qualify as a quandary? Probably not, but whatever. That's episode 50. And I hope you listen to episode 51 next week when it comes out, because that's going to be numbers 26 through 50 for those excuses to go for a run. All right. Thank you so much, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. If you're a subscriber, and if you're not a subscriber, thank you for thinking about subscribing and rating and reviewing and sharing the podcast. And as always, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and I will meet you on the next starting line. Thank you so much for listening to Coach Bennett's podcast today. And if you're not already following or subscribed to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening, well, I really wish you would, because it helps a lot. Also, check out the show notes, because you'll find a link to Coach Bennett's newsletter, as well as all the social media sites that I'm on. Places like Threads and Facebook and Instagram and Mastodon and YouTube, and even the artist formerly known as Twitter, whatever that dumpster fire is called today. You'll find a link to it, because I'm on there. Thank you so much again for listening. And until next time, take care of yourself.